6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, yeah. Of course, now it starts raining. Yeah. Okay. And it's starting to come down a little bit hard. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Commentary. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and just 10 minutes ago, I was standing in my kitchen looking out the back window, noticing how still it was. Oh, it's nice and still, and there's no wind. Yeah, and then I also noticed, oh, it didn't rain. It was supposed to rain overnight or this morning early, and okay, cool. Although, that's bad. Although, it's kind of good. It's bad because we're not out looking for morel mushrooms like we should have been. But we discussed that on yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. So I thought, oh, okay, this will be a great day. We can run out to Tranquility Park and look for some animals and do stuff. And yeah, so I... 5 minutes ago, I was leaving my house. And that's when I noticed, oh wait, little tiny, tiny raindrops are starting to appear on my windshield. Oh, maybe we're not going to have time to get to Tranquility Park, you know, because it's all 5 minutes away. As opposed to Herrenhaven, which is 2 minutes away. So I thought, oh, we better go to Herrenhaven. Because it's closer and we might not be able to get anything done until the damn rain will start. And of course, as soon as I get out of my car, it actually starts raining. There was just like a little bit of drizzle. There was just sort of like buoyant water in the atmosphere. And you didn't even notice it until you're moving and the windshield picks up drops and blah blah blah. Yeah, now it's actually raining. And the funny thing is I thought for... Oh, there's wood ducks out there. Hi, wood ducky! Oh, he's spooked and he's flying away. Oh, but I suppose the frogs are loving it. Hey, froggies. Hey, frogglers. Let's go out onto the boardwalk and get really wet. So I also sat there for a while going, should I wear a coat? What clothes should I wear? It's like 15 degrees. But, you know, obviously we got lots of humidity. The rain is cold. There's a little bit of a breeze. So, you know, if you like getting soaking wet, the good news is I wore my long pants. The bad news is, oh, blue heron right there. I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. There's a blue heron right here in the middle of the damn pond. And now the rain is really coming down. I spooked the blue heron. He flew off. Okay, there's some geese out on the weir. We're turning around. Yeah, it's raining for real now. And I didn't wear my coat because I thought, oh no, it's going to be nice and warm. And it's going to be really humid. Yeah. So now I'm a little bit cold. I'm very wet. Well, it's not that I would say I'm very wet. Hey, there's some digging spots here. Who's been digging? I don't know if I'm wet yet. I'm looking at my clothes and there's more dry than there is damp, so I'm going to rank this wetness as moderate damp. I am now moderately damp. Hear that? Hoot, hoot, hoo, hoot. Hoot, hoot, hoo, hoo. You're probably hearing the sirens. I just heard a barred owl. There it is again. And he's in this tree right here somewhere. This tree right in front of me. The damn owl is some... There he is again. Keep talking, buddy. I'm looking for you. He's like right above me somewhere. I can't see him. He's calling out to me, letting me know that he sees me. But I can't see him. It also doesn't help that there's rain falling in my face as I try to look up. All right, let's move past the tree and look up from the other direction here. Okay, where are you? Damn rain in my face. I can't see. Ow. I get the raindrops keep... gangans. Right in my damn eye. Eyes plural. I have two. All right. Trying to look back. Damn it. Trying to look back up into the tree. There's a barred owl up there somewhere. Oh. And this brief hesitation to look for owls has increased my dampness factor. From moderately damp to considerably damp. Hi, my name's Tope. I am currently considerably damp. All right, well, at least the rain's coming down. And it's a good pace. It's slow enough that the water's not going to run off. But it's also enough rain that if it keeps up for a couple of hours, we could... Oh boy, we could have some really fun fungus action. Look back there. There's some coprinus popping up. Oh, there's some coprinus under that log, a big cluster. Yeah, coprinus. Oh my God, this stuff's getting wet. All my equipment is getting very wet. And that's perfectly fine, kind of, not really. He says as he walks by the dragonfly pond, which is pretty full. It's about 60 centimeters to the low-rimmed end over there. Good Lord, now it's coming down heavier and heavier. My dampness factor has increased to really considerably damp. And I'm going to be verging on the beginnings of actually wet here. And that's why I'm running around the corner of the building, unlocking my car. Good Lord, I'm getting drenched now. Oh, and into the car we go. All right. Okay, so, well, so much for finding dudes today. I guess we're going to have to stay indoors. Thank you. Yeah, okay. So, there's some weird synth for you. Everybody needs some weird synth now and again. But we're not taking that any further because I got a little bit of a time crunch today. Kind of, sort of, not really, but kind of. And instead of doing that, we're going to, instead of doing any synth, we need to do some art. Because last night I had this idea, and it was such a good idea that while I was making breakfast, I was also starting this new art idea. And I think we're going to try to do this. At least make some tests, because here's the little test piece I made. Okay, yep, that's what we're doing. I got to find out what this looks like, how this is going to work. And so the first thing we need to do is find something to test all this out on. Which means what precisely? Well, what it means is I'm going to take a couple of like blank postcards out of this little pack of them that I have. Is this one or is that two? We only really need one. So that's fun. And what we're going to do here is we're going to paint some flowers. Although we're not actually going to paint any flowers. We're just going to see how well the flower painting idea works out. And that's going to require... Oh, we probably should put down a paper towel here or something, so we don't paint stuff that we don't need to get painted. Although we're not actually using paint. And, okay. So then we've got this. We've got this. And we've got this. All right, we're almost ready to go. The only thing that needs to happen now is I gotta find the thing. Aha. Here is the thing. And then we need to get the air hose, which is this thingy. And then we plug this into the end of the air hose. We turn on the air. Give me some air. Oh yeah. I've got air, and now I can go. Oh, it's so faint and lovely. Okay. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna start off with this cute lavender color. This lovely, lovely lavender. And we're going to give it a little test right there, and then we're going to go zzz, and then we're going to put some over here and go zzz, maybe put one over here, go zzz, and put one over here, go zzz, and oh my god, it's beautiful, and it's obviously some kind of genius piece of work here, Tobe. Yeah, I know, dude, right? So let's take some of this light blue, this light baby blue, and we're going to do the foot trick again. And we're going to go zzz, and we're going to go zzz, and we're going to probably have to put one right here, zzz, and maybe one up here, although that's kind of high. Does he really need to be up there? Yes, well, I think he does. And so then we're going to switch to another color. Oh, like maybe this lovely butterscotchy yellow. And does it work? Yeah, it works. We're going to go, we're going to do some more flowers right here. Gazing! Well, it's kind of an orangey yellow, to be honest. It's more than butterscotch. Okay, clearly this is brilliant. And yeah. All right. What does it all mean, Tub? What it means is that I need to flesh out this idea a little bit more and I know exactly what needs to happen. Now we can undo the air hose. I love that. Skadoosh. And, wow, look at this. Now I have this postcard that has these little, well, I guess we're calling them flowers. Hey, did I do this? I did do this. This is style, kids. All right, so let's dress these up. Let's pop out the deep purple, and let's put in some of this. Whoop, whoop. Not as good as I hoped, but it works better if we do it this way, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Okay. Yeah, all right. So I have a new art technique that is starting to look pretty damn good, as long as I do it right. These preliminary tests are looking very flavor. Very, very flavor. And I'm playing with my magic markers because I love my magic markers. And yeah, of course, I can't have normal markers, can I? No. I have to have the really, really expensive Japanese ones. And, oh my God, they're totally worth it. And my flowers are turning out spectacularly. I'm now, basically what I'm doing is I painted some petals. And now I'm going back over the petals with, wait, which way does it go? This way. With magic markers. And I'm just taking little brush tip magic markers. I'm taking the same damn magic markers. They're chisel on one end and they're, you know, brush tip on the other. And I'm just dotting in here some highlights. Ooh, the orange is really good. Dotting in some highlights on the petals just to give some variation of color. That's absolutely brilliant. How do I think of these things? I don't know. Well, it just comes to me. It just comes to me. And this is brilliant. So now I need to, now that I've figured out how to paint the petals, why do the damn markers keep trying to fall off the counter here? See, this is why we have the can. Put the markers in the can. Now they can't fall off the counter. There, brilliant. I love being smart. Okay, so now I need to come up with some kind of center for these flowers. And, of course, we're going to need some stems. We're going to need some grass. I'm making postcards. Am I making postcards? Well, I have this. I should make a postcard that is xerographed and then have it have a frame on it. And then do I have a rubber stamp of some kind of frame or something that I could use? Now I got to dig through all of my rubber stamps. Figure out, is there one I can get? Because I'm multimedia. Oh, yes. And, well, yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Okay. Yeah. And what am I going to do about this? I don't know. What I need are some more hole punches. What I want, and regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee already know where I'm going with this. What I want is the punch that they had at the DMV that they used to make my driver's license void. But I don't want it to say void. I want it to say tobe. No, what I want is I want to go back to the 70s. Get in a time machine. Back when they made paper punches that punched all kinds of weird holes. I remember the kids that delivered the newspaper. They had a weird one that they punched stuff with. You pay them for the newspaper. They'd punch a receipt with this thing. And, what else was there? I vaguely remember that there was... Anyway, what I need right now is an asterisk punch? Is that what I... No? I'm going to have to play with this punch some more. Because I basically have... Well, I've got two paper punches that are the hand ones. You know, the regular punch a hole for three-ring binder punch. And then I've got this punch, which is a circle, but it's, what, 3 millimeters? 2.5 millimeters in diameter? Then, of course, I've got my big giant circle punch, which is this big giant pink thing that punches, what is it, 40-centimeter holes or something? It's good for punching out stickers. I think it's 50 millimeters. It's right there. But what I need are some really long ones, deep throat types, that I can get into the middle of stuff and do my thing. Yeah. Well, what I think this is going to mean is I'm going to spend some time later today. I don't have time to do this. I've got other crap I got to be doing. Oh yeah, I got super fun projects to work on, but no, let's start up a new one. Well, this is very taupe. And it's because of my brain. It does it to me at night, and I go, oh, I gotta do this thing. I gotta make sure I do it before I forget my brilliant idea. Gumbubba. So, basically, that's how my life goes. And, what else was I thinking? What else were you thinking, Tobe? Well, I just thought of something else. I could just take this pattern that I've punched, and I could just punch the center out of it. Why do we need the center? We could just... Damn, well... That's another experiment that I can try later. But let me tell you, right now, this looks pretty damn good. Now I just gotta cut some... I need to cut some stencils. I need to cut... some grass. I need to cut some stems. Oh, and you know, this would also be a really good cherry blossom technique, or a plum blossom technique. I don't have any pink, so we're not doing any cherry blossoms. Oh, that's too bad. I could go out and buy some markers. I can't though, because one of these markers costs the same as a can of spray paint. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but I've decided, I decided this a couple months ago, that every month I'm going to buy a can of spray paint. And build up a good collection of spray paint. And so I have been doing that. And so now I have like 6 cans of spray paint. And I'm looking, I have not bought this month's. What day is this? It's Wednesday. 7th? Yeah, I think I can spend some money. Yeah, I gotta buy some more spray paint. And I think light green is the next color that I want to buy. So, yeah, I could buy one tiny little imported, very expensive, but very high quality Japanese magic marker. Or I could buy a can of spray paint. It's a matter of scale. It's economy of scale. It's a thing that I don't quite understand what's happening as I walk down into this room, and here's my cat, just sitting here on the floor very patiently. I wonder what, if anything, she's waiting for. He says, as he pours his own tea. Because I need dahong pao. Oh, good dahong pao. Okay, I'm looking at the weather thing on the TV. Oh, we're catching the edge of something. But yeah, of course, it has stopped raining now. Looks like Wahoo got nailed. Yes, Wahoo, Nebraska is a real place. And they're telling me that it's probably going to rain all night. And now the cat gets up. And now the cat starts clawing at my shirt. Okay, I know what a kitty wants. Let's go. Because everybody has been looking forward to me to pour the kitty water this entire show. Because we haven't even done it yet. Okay, come on, dangins. Let's go in the bathroom. As I enter the kitty bathroom, I step around the corner. I pick up the kitty water bowl. I pour out the old kitty water. I put the kitty water bowl back on the ground, and the cat has not come in here yet, so you know it. Let's flush the toilet. And we can count to three. One, a two, a three. And the cat did not come into the bathroom. What's going on? So we come back out here. Hi. Hi, what are you doing? Just sitting right there at the threshold. Yeah, brute to you too. Yeah, now she starts walking forward slowly. She enters about halfway. Come on, it's time to get your damn kitty water. You're so damn thirsty, now you don't want the kitty water? Which is it? What is a kitty? Yeah, it's what I thought. Get your kitty butt in here. Okay, the cat's walking in. The cat is circling the water bowl. This is the new thing that's happened in the last couple days. She needs to walk around the bowl a couple times. Okay, yeah, walk around again. And we're on the second lap around the bowl as I start to pour the water. And she tightens up the radius and starts drinking the kitty water. Let's listen to the cat drink water. Oh, yes, always a hit. The bowl is now full. And as the cat sits there and drinks, I'm going to step out of the bathroom. Okay. All right, so... Oh, I didn't tell you about open mic last night. So now it's time for the last minute open mic report. I went to the bar last night to Brookdown to see the open mic. And once again, there was nobody there for the first hour. So Kylie just got up and started to make stuff up and do her little thing. And she asked me for a topic. And then somebody else said something else. And she just makes songs up out of nothing. She did that for a while. And while that was happening, Ted walked in. That's right, Ted, the Silk Knight. And he came in and he had an acoustic guitar and a little practice amp and a looper. And he did 15 minutes of awesomeness, including a song that he wrote that Kylie actually wrote lyrics for. So she went up there and she sang along with him, and that was awesome. And then there was a bunch of stuff, and then the String Weans played. And the most important thing is that, damn it, out of time, end of line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes.
And then the Cat House Tango got up, except without their bass player, so it was just three of them. And they did Jefferson Airplane, and then they did some CCR, and then they did something else. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that runs out of time every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. And I'm out of here. Bye, 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 bye.